All right, guys, and welcome to this next episode of History in the House. Let's talk about African Americans and women during the Civil War. So for our first section, helping the North, we're talking about African Americans not being permitted to serve in the Union Army. Of course, African Americans are upset by this, saddened by this, because they want a little bit of revenge, for lack of a better term, on the South. And what better way to exact revenge than going to war with your enemy? It's kind of like legal mayhem, if you will. So we got African Americans not being allowed to serve in the Army, but they can serve in the Union Navy, and they do. And they were also really useful because a lot of them had come from the South. They knew the South better than the Union folks. So they became useful as guides, spies, things like that. And of course, Harriet Tubman is one of, if not the most famous Union spy during the Civil War. Specifically, African American soldiers eventually get the right to serve. It's a law that allows them to serve in the Army. They still aren't treated fairly. And so they're allowed to serve, they're allowed to fight. About 200,000 of them do end up fighting. Almost 40,000 of them lose their lives during the Civil War, fighting for this freedom and to get rid of slavery. But it's also sort of the beginning of a civil rights movement of sorts, where they're starting to prove that, hey, we can fight just as well as the white guys around us. And we'll learn more. The notes go into some detail on the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, and we'll learn more about them very specifically in the movie we're going to watch next week. So, lastly, we've got women. Okay, women basically helped out everywhere they were allowed to and as much as they were able to. Again, we've got spies. We've got all sorts of different people, all sorts of different women kind of lending their expertise in different aspects during the war. Dorothea Dix basically helps prisoners with disabilities, reforms military hospitals. You've got just tons and tons of ladies that, while not allowed to physically put on a uniform and pick up a gun, they pretty much help in every other way imaginable during the Civil War. All right, so that is African Americans and women during the Civil War and their contributions during this time period of American history. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode of History in the House. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.